This is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hi guys, this is Veba. Welcome back to another week of Triple M. It's just me in here today, so we're going to have a little bit of a unique show today, but the Triple M for this week, bit of a lazy title, but it's My Musical Memories, because today I'm just going to be going through some of my favorite songs, songs that are important to me, songs I really like, and basically just explaining why. Because I do have the mic today and the board, so I guess that's just what we're going to be doing for this hour. So what you just heard was State of Grace by Taylor Swift, which I just had to open with. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a really big Taylor Swift fan, but I picked that song in general just because it's the first song off of Red, which is arguably, in my opinion, one of her best albums. And it's the opener on that album. So I remember the first time I heard it, that's the opening track. And it's like, in my opinion, it's one of the best opening tracks to any album I've ever heard. Like the drums coming in, the song itself, which is like such a hopeful, uplifting song. I really like starting things with that song. I think it was a good way to start that album as well. That's why I've started the show with it. But overall, for this hour, it's going to be kind of a wide range. A lot of these songs are just sort of either songs I like because I like the lyrics, or songs that are sort of tied to certain memories that are important to me, etc. So this next song is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, which I would say is arguably my favorite song of all time. I know that's a hard question, but whenever someone asks me that, I guess this is the first thing that comes to mind usually. Fun fact, Tracy Chapman actually went to Tufts. I was just told of this when I first, like very recently. And she actually recorded some songs at WMFO when she was here, which is really nuts that I'm in the same building, because I love this song, Fast Car. I know it's like a classic, most people have heard it. I just really love it because I really like songs that tell stories. I think that's also part of the reason why I love Taylor Swift, is because she really focuses on that. But Tracy Chapman is also another artist that does that, and especially in this song, I feel like it's one of those songs that really sounds like the feelings it's trying to capture. It's a song, one of those songs that is talking about something sad but sounds happy, especially if you've heard it, which you're about to, of course, but there's a middle part where like the beat really picks up and it goes back into the chorus. This like memory that the speaker is looking back on of driving, speeding in a fast car next to someone they really care about, and I just feel like it really shows that flashback, like how important that flashback is to the person speaking. I really just love this song. It works to drive to, it works as like just sit and listen to the lyrics as well because of how impactful it is. And yeah, it's just been really special to me for a long time, so I felt like I just needed to play it. So here we go, this is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. I
got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving.
So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Hello, guys. I'm back. So that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did in here. Since it's just me, I'm really taking advantage of these full room speakers. That's been really nice. And also, again, like I said, it's really kind of nuts to be listening to that song in WMFO, where a lot of Tracy Chapman songs were recorded. So that's pretty nuts. But yeah, so just moving through this playlist I have sort of songs that I would consider my favorites. Next up is a song by U2. I know U2 is like a dad band, which makes sense here because my dad loves the band. And that's sort of why I sort of grew up listening to U2, and I would also consider them one of my favorite bands because of that. My dad is a huge U2 fan. I listen to a lot of U2 music with him, so there's a lot of songs that I especially like because of that. But in particular, this song I'm going to play, it's called Every Breaking Wave. It's from Songs of Innocence, which a lot of people know because it's that album that Apple downloaded on your phone automatically, like, many years ago, that everyone was complaining about. And I know a lot of people, I wish they hadn't done that, because I know a lot of people, whenever I'm like, I like U2, they're like, damn, was that the album that got, you know, the annoying album that got put into my music library without me asking for it? And I have to be like, yes, because that's what everyone associates it with, which sucks, because this is probably one of my favorite U2 albums. I know a lot of people who are like hardcore U2 fans. I will put a disclaimer in saying U2's discography is huge. I myself have not listened to all of it. I know I wasn't alive when most of it came out, so I know their first few albums are also revolutionary, but personally, I really like Songs of Innocence, because lyrically, I know, like Bono has said, like it's one of their more lyrically personal albums, and you can really feel that when you listen to it. There's a lot of songs that have to do with Bono's and the group members' like childhoods growing up in Ireland. A lot of the songs are very, very personal, written about like specific memories and moments that have to do with each of the band members. So like for example, the opening track, it's about Joey Ramone, who like inspired a lot of U2's music, and especially Bono. Bono wrote a lot of the songs on this album, so a lot of them have to do with him. But there's also another song, Song for Someone, which is for his wife. And then like Iris, Hold Me Close is a tribute to his mother, who passed away in his youth. So a lot of the lyrics just sort of build together to form sort of this narrative of Bono really speaking to his younger self, leaving messages for his younger self, and a lot of the other group members sort of contribute to that. And so I just love the album, because I think a common theme throughout this show tonight is going to be like, I really, really love songs and albums that tell stories throughout them, or that form a kind of narrative where when you listen to it, it's like there is no skip songs, because if you skip a song, you skip a part of the story. And this album is very much like that for me when I listen to it, especially if you really go deeper to understand why each song is on the album, because each song in this album has a very specific purpose. And the one I'm going to play is my favorite off of Songs of Innocence, which is, it's called Every Breaking Wave. And it's a more general song. I know I just said that every song is sort of about a very specific memory, but this one is more generally about sort of the difficulties of, I guess, falling in love. Like, it's very much about how hard it is to get to know someone, is sort of how I interpreted it. I know I've read something about some things about some song analysis of it, and it's meant to be more general so everyone can relate to it, but it's written for the band members that sort of went through the struggles of first love, etc. And so I just really like it. It's a really good song objectively, I feel like, but it's my favorite off of Songs of Innocence, so I thought I would play it now. So this is Every Breaking Wave by U2. Okay, and we're back. So that was You Two. I think I should do a whole radio show just dedicated to You Two, because I could talk about a lot of their songs. It's hard to pick just one. But if I had to, it would be that one. This is very odd doing the show by myself. I feel like I'm talking to no one, and that just means that I'm sort of rambling about things. So for those of you who are listening, not sure who is, take everything with the sort of filter, the filter that would be Millie being here normally, but it's just me today. So I'm just sort of speaking my thoughts on things. But this next one that I have up, I kind of have a lot to say about it. It's a Bruce Springsteen song. So this is a playlist. This playlist that I'm looking at right now is a playlist of like all my all-time favorites. So it's very long. So I'm sort of just going through and picking things that I feel like I could talk about and might be good to play on the radio. And this is one that I originally was like, no, I can't play it because it's too sad to play on the radio. Or sounds too sad to play on the radio. But it's Highway 29 by Bruce Springsteen. And there's a lot of Bruce Springsteen on this playlist. But because, as like, again, a common theme, he has a lot of songs that tell stories. Like, he's very much a narrative artist. And so there's a lot of songs in here. Another one is Dancing in the Dark, which I thought I'd play, but I've played that before on the last radio show that I did by myself. Also one of my favorite songs. But this is Highway 29, which is, I feel like, a lesser known one. Again, I haven't listened to all of Bruce Springsteen's discography. It's also huge. But this song is from The Ghost of Tom Joad. And it's a much sadder song than Bruce Springsteen's normal stuff. But what I like about it is that it's a Bonnie and Clyde story. So it's not about Bonnie and Clyde, to my knowledge. I think it's about another crime that is very adjacent to Bonnie and Clyde that happened during Bruce Springsteen's lifetime, or it was a movie or something that he watched, etc. I should really have fact-checked before I talked about this, but it reads as a Bonnie and Clyde story, and that was what I thought of when I first listened to the song. But what I liked about it is that it didn't sort of romanticize the Bonnie and Clyde story the way a lot of other songs do. I know Getaway Car by Taylor Swift is one of them, where it's not necessarily that this is a bad thing to do, but the Bonnie and Clyde story is very much usually made into like high-flying, like pair of lovers, like going off into the distance against all like reckless abandon. It's very much made into like a love story, and the way it's usually translated into songs is like usually upbeat or I don't know, much more of a happier sense. But this song portrays a Bonnie and Clyde story sort of in a much more sadder and like tender way. It's a very slow song, but again, I just really love the storytelling behind it and the way it develops the story instead of the final climax in the Bonnie and Clyde story being like a climax. Here it's very much like a muted, softer end to a love story. So yeah, I don't know, it's just, I just really like the song. I've listened to it for a long time. I think I first heard it at the beginning of high school, and it was just a song that I used to play a lot at night when I was doing homework, or just, it's a good song to just sort of sit and listen to the lyrics. So maybe not so much a radio song, but I'm going to play it anyways. So this is Highway 29 by Bruce Springsteen, and it will be the saddest song of the night, so I'm picking it right in the middle so we can pick up afterwards. But yeah, this is Highway 29 by Bruce Springsteen.
Wish you, she was a perfect size 7. I said there's no smoking in the stone, man. She crossed her legs and then made some small talk. That's where it should have stopped. She slipped me a number. I put it in my pocket. My hand slipped up her skirt. Everything slipped my mind. In that little roadhouse on Highway 29. Small town bank. It was a mess. Well, I had a gun, you know the rest. Money on the floor, books, shirt was covered in blood, and she was crying. Heard me wait a song on Highway 29 in a little desert motel. The air was hot and clean. I slept the sleep of the dead. I didn't dream. I woke in the morning, washed my face in the sink, heading to the Sierra Madres, across the borderline. A winter sun shot through the black trees. I told myself it was all something in her, but as we drove, I knew it was something in me. Something had been coming a long, long time, and something that was here with me now on Highway 29. The road was filled with broken glass and gasoline. She wasn't saying nothing, and it was just a dream. Wind comes silent through the windshield. All I could see was snow and sky and pine. I closed my eyes and I was running. Yeah, I was running and I was flying.
Okay, so a little somber intermission for today's show, but I guess that was I was just sort of sitting here and listening to it again. I haven't listened to that song in a while, but yeah, it just always, no matter how many times you listen to it, I just kind of pick up, like, you kind of find more things in the lyrics that are interesting, and like that are very personal, which is, I don't know, I just really like songs like that. I was also researching what the song was about because I feel like I need to redeem the mess of an introduction I gave it, and it was, the only thing I could find about it is that it could have been inspired by the crime stories and films of James M. Cain, given that Bruce Springsteen gave notes, someone referencing that about this song, which is about, those crime stories are about a man named Frank Davis, who essentially lives out his own Bonnie and Clyde story. So, very similar, but adjacent. So just wanted to clarify that. If there's any Bruce Springsteen fans out there listening that we're about to angrily call in, don't. But anyways, that was, Highway 29, and now we're going to probably change the vibe because I can't play all songs like that. And this next one is a Led Zeppelin song. It's Fool in the Rain, which I know is a classic. It's from In Through the Outdoor, which, again, also I know by critical acclaim is not known as one of Led Zeppelin's best albums, but it's special to me. I really like it. I think lyrically and musically it's impressive, given that a lot of the band members were struggling with a lot of addictions and abuse problems at the time, so I really respect it as an album. It's also this song, especially Fool in the Rain, it has like the iconic John Bonham shuffle in it, which he obviously coined at this time he was struggling with his own problems with abuse. And for those of you that don't know Led Zeppelin, they disbanded in 1980 after the death of John Bonham because of these addiction problems. And so this album, I feel like, is really... a lot of things come together in a very beautiful way throughout it, and I think this song is a very good representation of that. It was also the first song I learned to play on drums, the first song I ever performed, and I started learning drums at the beginning of high school, and so that was my first performance, and this was a song I chose to learn and play because I listened to it for a while. It had been one of my favorite songs. One of my best friends also loves Led Zeppelin, and so we used to talk about this album and sort of dissect it, and in a much better way than I just did. I'm not doing the album justice, but I think we've mentioned it's really hard to speak our thoughts coherently when it's just this mic in here, and I wish I'd prepared a little bit better, because I could talk about this album for a while, just lyrically how unique it is from the rest of Led Zeppelin's discography, but Fool in the Rain, I think, does a good job in itself of summarizing what makes this album special. And so this is Fool in the Rain, the 1990 remastered version by Led Zeppelin. Hope you enjoy. And we are back for everyone's favorite part of the show, which is the PSA. And I'm late today. Normally we do it halfway through the show, but I just was carried away talking about random things. But anyways, now for the most randomest of things, this is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Well, excellent PSA for today. I'm sorry for the chair squeaking, you guys. I can't help it. We've tried. But I thought that was a fitting PSA, seeing as my college snack of choice, which I found I did not predict, was dried mango. So maybe they know what they're talking about with this PSA, but that is what I've discovered about myself coming into, you know, they always say you find yourself in college. I discovered that I have somewhat of a obsession with dried mango. And I know this is talking about the healthy kind, but I mean like the covered in sugar kind from BJ's that you get in the huge bags, because that is really good. And that is what I live off of, have been living off of recently. So small intermission for the dried fruits PSA, but we're just going to keep going. You just heard some Led Zeppelin. I think next I will be going in a different direction, coming back from all the classic rock that has been going, for a song by the Oh Hellos. And the song is called Constellations. I guess the backstory behind this is that there's an airstrip next to my house. It's like an abandoned airstrip. It's not in function anymore. And so now it's a public park. You can just walk through it, but the airstrip is still there and it's just grown over and you can just walk on it. And so I walk there a lot in the summer, especially like the summer before college. Like, it's really pretty when the sun is going down because it like sets over that field. So it's a field of grass and everything's like golden, and it's really pretty to go on like evening walks. So I did that a lot over the summer. But I would pick songs that had like a big beat drop in them, like very earthy crunchy songs like Lumineers, like Hozier, etc., like that had a big beat drop in the middle. This sounds so cringy talking about it. A lot of this is going to be cringy because it's like I very specific things associated with these songs throughout middle school and high school, and there was a lot of parts of those times in my life that were cringy. But this song, I would play it right at a certain point. I knew when to play it, so the beat drop in the song, which is my favorite part of the song, would hit right when I hit the beginning of the airstrip, so I could run down the airstrip while the beat drop was happening and live my like main character moment. And I hope once you hear the song you'll understand and get like an image of that, so it doesn't just sound like nerdy, even though I know it sounds nerdy, but I hope you understand once you hear the song why that was so much fun for me. But otherwise, it just like it's a song that reminds me of summer, of like sun. It's just a very happy, feel good song. And I feel like this would be a good time to play it. So this is Constellations by the Oh Hellos.
I can feel it on my tongue. Brick and mortar, thick as scripture, drawing lines in the sand and laying borders as tall as towers. I babble on until my voice is gone. This hill I'll die on is about 90 meters of bricks, colored indigo and inscribed with my name and lined with cedar. But the words fall flat like cymbals crashing, like molars gnashing. It's like constellations a million years away, every good intention
every good intention is interpolation, a line we drew in the array, looking for the faces, looking for the shapes in the silence. All that's left for me to climb to the heavens is the chasm of the night and the matter of time. But I hear the rumble as the tectonic plates start to shake, and I feel my blood pounding like the beat of a drum. It's like constellations a million years away. Every good intention, every good intention is interpolation, a line we drew in the array, clinging to the faces, clinging to the shapes in the
Okay, so I hope it made a little more sense why that beat drop was a good place to run in an open field, because, you know, it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Next up, I feel like I've been talking a lot. I know this is my radio show, but this next one doesn't have much explanation. I feel like I should just play it. And it's Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones, which is just a song I'd love to drive to in the summer. And it's just, I don't know, the epitome of good feelings in a song, I think. So I have a lot of good times attached to the song of just driving around with my friends with the windows down, like back when the summer before college, like you have no responsibilities. And yeah, it was just a good time. So very simple explanation, but this is Beast of Burden. Yeah, here we go.
Please.
Okay. Next up is a song of pretty much the same caliber, same reasons for why it's on here. It's Ventura Highway by America. And just another song that I really just remember listening to on like sunny days when I'm driving and I'm like, what should I play? And this is usually always at the top of the list. I, to this day, don't know what the lyrics mean. I think, honestly, it's better experienced if you have no clue. So I've just kept it that way because it makes the experience great every time. But overall, the vibe is what matters. And so that is impeccable. So this is Ventura Highway by America.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Well, if that was your first time listening to that song, I hope you see what I mean with the lyrics. But yeah, we had some wide range throughout this show. I'm trying to figure out what I might want to end on, because we are reaching the end of the show. And I think I might wrap up with a song that is on here. It's on this playlist towards the very beginning because this is a song I listened to in middle school and just sort of always stuck with me as one of my favorites, but it's Birds by Coldplay. And I don't actually have a story for this song, which I know is a shocker because I've shared a lot of weird things today in the show, and talked about a lot of things too, but yeah, not much of a story for this. It's just a good song, so I feel like good way to wrap up. For those of you that tuned in today, thank you for listening. I know this was kind of a chaotic show, a lot going on, really me just rambling. I sometimes forget that there's actual listeners here. Like, I was refreshing Shoutcast and there's 21 listeners tonight. And yeah, I forget that this is just not a space for me to just talk, but thank you for those who listened. I'm happy I was able to share some songs that mean a lot to me and why. I wish I could go more in depth about each of them. But yeah, this is just a quick overview. And so finishing up with Birds by Coldplay. Thank you again for listening. This is Triple M and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And since Millie isn't here, I guess I will do her line and say, make sure you keep it freeform and tune in next week for another show of Triple M. But here's Birds by Coldplay, and see you guys next week.